Y así por... Oh yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the
2009 Hunts Fantasy Football Podcast.
The Rossi Report. This was not the song I was expecting to come
that,
on this.
That scared the shit out of
what,
me.
What are we listening to now?
I thought it was Muse Uprising, but I guess I put on their second track, which is called The Resistance, but this isn't a radio show,
I thought there was like the alternate Undertaker entrance coming on.
The one when he's wearing the purple gloves?
Oh, yeah. When he's fighting the Undertaker.
Oh, the one with the druids.
Oh, the druids. That was actually a great, what do you call it? A great SummerSlam. Remember that?
Oh, the Undertaker for Undertaker?
I seen the Undertaker. He was on he was doing the piggybacks. And what would they say? Remember the little kids when they were going like different periods?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was going down the slide. Okay, you little crackhead. All right. Anyway, so we had a big week. The big rivalry week is over.
Marco.
I felt it. And, Blake, that game came out of nowhere. I wasn't even looking at your game. Like, you were blowing them out of the water. And then I went home after the game that we don't speak of. And I sat there and I go, Marco's back in this game. He might win. Who's he got on Monday? He had nobody. You had Ray Rice. Ray Rice could be, honestly, one of the quiet best backs in this league. He always gets you out. Him and Maurice Jones-Drew, I think, are the most dangerous backs. Adrian Peterson, we know. Chris Johnson, we're starting to know.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys, okay, and they're both on Chase's team. But these guys like Maurice Jones-Drew and the guys like...
Look at Steven Jackson, too.
Well, Steven Jackson...
Steven does it all. Just
he
like,
does, but I feel like those two guys are more like...
The only thing is he doesn't get in the end zone, Ray Rice does.
Yeah. He got in the end zone this week once. Twice. Of course, I had to be playing him. It all worked out for me at the end, though. But, you know, it's funny because I'm watching the... this is good for Anthony, and who came up with a big win last week. I was watching the Jets-Jaguars game. I stayed away from the red zone. I stayed away from my computer because I just didn't want to lose to Jimmy. I'm not going to lie. I just didn't want it to happen. I was really nervous. I was like, I don't want to see Drew Brees. I don't want to know. So I'm watching this game. First pass, Mark Sanchez throws a pick to Rasheed Mathis. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, six straight handoffs to Maurice Jones-Drew for 55 yards and a touchdown. Now, that's what you want out of your running back.
I was very happy.
I think that could be the only time all year that a running back has got six consecutive carries.
And one of them was a big, I think it was a 33-yard run.
Yeah,
for a touchdown.
For the score. And that's what you want. It doesn't get better than that.
Oh, I was very happy.
Yeah, and Anthony,
well, it all comes from the back when he demanded the ball more. We need to get back to our run game. Need to get back.
Yeah, him and
there it is.
Complaining, the classy guy, LaDainian Tomlinson. Who decided to have his mini coming out party last week?
Yeah, he had a good game. What did he score twice?
Twice 92, 98, something like that.
Somewhere in the 90 ballpark and went for like 20 some points. So Jimmy's team, a little dangerous, but just came up a little bit short. Jimmy's back to talking, but he's not yet talking. And everybody's busy. I've noticed it's a very busy time in the league. This is what happens when people have jobs.
Yeah.
Sucks to have employment.
Yeah. Wish we were all poor. And
wish we all didn't have any money.
Yeah, just sat around and talk crap on the boards. We'll get it spiked up again. Playoff time's coming soon. We'll start crapping on the people that aren't making it. We'll start waiting to see who Chase and Zach lose to in the playoffs. We'll see. Because those are the two that have clinched. Blake is yet to clinch, but it's basically a foregone conclusion.
It's close. I mean, technically I could, but it's basically a formality now. But
you did clinch the captain seed the Thanksgiving Day Bowl, which we'll get to a little later. Yeah.
Back-to-back, yes.
Let's look down the line of the games last week. We had the Rossiaholics 114 over the StatRats 92.12, which I wasn't totally confident in that, especially even going into the Patriots game. I was down 32 points, but the guys came through.
A little close for comfort, though.
Yeah, I mean, what, Brady, three touchdowns, 375 yards?
Something like that. And then Welker had like 90.
Welker had a huge punt return, but then the All right, we'll stop talking about that.
Yeah, then. And then next play out.
The silver medalist lose to Willie's Whalers, 102-74 to 78-42. Kevin, like I said, you are not making the playoffs.
Kevin put up a stinker.
Yes, he did. Kevin put up a stinker. He's not alone on that list.
No, he's not even the worst.
No.
We'll
no.
get to the... Speaking of the worst, what's our next one there?
Next we have the first place in the league, Cobra Kai Dojo. Winning again, scoring 104.03 points over Pachi's 59.42. Pachi. Pachi.
And
have you finished yet? I mean, do we? Are there games left to be played that we don't know about?
Yeah, you got a game later tonight.
You got all your plays going tonight because...
Well, Pachi didn't even get the butt rape of the universe. But before we get into that, Zach is now the holder of the longest win streak in the history of Hunt's Fantasy Football.
And once again,
my hat is off to you,
once
Zach.
Again, you ruined my flash.
Oh.
Congratulations, Zach.
I'm just knowledgeable.
You have an easy strength of schedule.
It. Every week.
All right, I'm going to keep
every
my motion.
Every fucking week.
I clap, too. Is the clap in there? Do you have the clap? All right, so then we have next.
Contrary to popular belief.
Next was the ass rape of the week. We had 130, she'll be 70, 173.57 over the Hamsterdam Hoppers, 96-96. And that's sad because the Hamsterdam Hoppers actually scored a good amount of points.
And this 173 points by Chase is starting to become commonplace in the league, and that's pretty shitty for the rest of us.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at it this way. If he played four other teams, he would have beat him.
Yep.
Pat, it's...
Sucks when that happens.
It does. It does.
Happened to me last week.
Same thing with Jimmy this week. I mean, three other teams you could have beat.
Yep. All right. Talk about yourself.
All right. I love talking about myself.
I lined it up so you guys can gloat.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we got the Evil Empire going. Destroying Billy and the Jills. That's right, Margo. I destroyed you by 20 points. 162, 14, 142 and change a round.
Did you talk anything about Peyton Manning aside from some other stuff in your flash?
Just the one.
Okay. So how about that dangerous hookup? I know you guys made a pretty even trade all in all, but that's a dangerous hookup there with that Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne. They're getting warm, and that's going to be scary come playoff time if Marco does make it.
Well, you also got to look at come playoff time. They're going to be so far ahead of everybody.
That's true. Right now, they're still kind of undefeated.
It's going to be...
They might sit those guys.
It's going to be the Jim Sorgi show. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning's going to start the game, but he's not going to finish the game.
Or they could go Patriots on us and try to finish out being perfect season.
They could.
I think they got to... I mean, look, they lost... They won by points in New England. They should have lost to Houston.
Should have lost to San Francisco.
Should have lost to San Francisco. This team, that team is beatable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they both are. That man, the Saints, but we'll see.
The Saints almost lost to the Rams.
They should have lost. If Mark Bulger could have got his head out of his butt.
Right. If they had,
That's a big butt.
Yeah, that hasn't happened since what?
Since Anthony
had 05?
Yeah, 06.
Since he was Anthony's franchise quarterback.
Hey, so, whatever.
Hey, right, speaking of Anthony, go ahead. Then he was mine. Time for you to gloat.
Josh, I fucked you up by 63 points. 130.45 to 67.96. Josh, seriously, do you also have players playing tonight? Because, wow, that's just bad.
It is. It's tough when you just don't score. Yo, who's Josh's quarterback there?
He played Big Ben.
I know, Big Ben did absolutely.
Josh's team hinges on
big shit.
How
Pittsburgh's up. I mean, he has him, San Antonio Holmes, and Heath Mill.
Yeah, like my team is a big on the Patriots. It's the Patriots. But there's some other guys.
Their offense is consistently good.
Right. Pittsburgh is more of a defensive-minded team.
Defensive run game. Team.
Yep.
If he had their running backs, that would probably be better. You know, the defense. Mm.
So Josh.
Yeah.
Good job.
Atta boy.
All right.
So tough week for the teams that needed wins. Except for myself, really. None of the teams. Well, Billy because he played Kevin.
And I needed that win.
Oh yeah. So now I'm really not making any sense. But some of the teams that needed wins won, and the others just faded away. Tough losses for the Hamsterdam Hoppers. Obviously, going against the monster of Chase, and then same thing with Pachi, who needed that win going against Zach. The good teams are winning. We're almost like the NFL in some way this year, where the good teams keep winning and the bad teams don't win.
So is Jimmy the Rams?
Jimmy's as close to the Rams as possible. He's lost seven in a row, I believe, or six, is it?
And again.
Seven in a row.
That's unfortunate.
Ruining the flash.
Oh, Jesus.
And
let's just get to the flash. I need to stop. Here we go. Let's get to Blake over
there.
I'm
just going to run down the whole friggin' list here. Get the music
now,
here.
Live from the Hunt's Fantasy Football headquarters high atop the Ivory Tower, here is your Fantasy Flash on the 10s.
All right, Blake over here with a flash. All right, Peyton Manning, this is an old story, little bringing it up. I just found it out on the internet. Was sued in 96 while I was at the University of Tennessee for teabagging a female trainer. Yeah, nice job, Peyton. Dwayne Bowe suspended 4 games for steroids. What a fucking idiot. Thanks a lot. Joey Porter is going to play this Thursday. Ronnie Brown will not.
Rare.
Yeah, that's right. And Mangini is bitching about Cribs. He's sorry for it and whatever. He's out for it with a concussion. Bengals kicking them tires, or more tires. They signed LJ officially today, but they are looking at expat Joey Galloway. Dick Geron fired today. There's Mangini or anyone else on next. Perry Fellow's going to take over for him. I might have another. I gotta do another one. Yeah, you've been flash. I got enough time.
All right, he's not failing. Going to one try, not one take.
I'm losing breath here, and you're pissing me off.
It's that flu going around.
Yeah, Dick Geron's gone.
Gone.
Oh,
fired.
He's history.
Fired.
I feel bad. I like Dick Geron. I think he's a good coach.
Yeah. All right.
Just the team sucks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mangini, how's he still have a job?
He's probably like the guy from the Bengals. He should have been fired 3 years ago, but
Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis.
But now look at him.
Now he's a genius.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll say, but no, Mangini needs to get fired. He's the worst head coach in the league.
Well, actually, I have another thing in my headlines. So.
Okay, I'm going to stop then. I better be careful. All right, so obviously the topics lately have been, you know, obviously it's getting to that point in the year where we're talking about two things. The big Thanksgiving Day game.
Oh, yeah.
Which Anthony is right now, I've heard before this. What are we looking at? Probable?
I say if you had to put me on the fantasy list, there would be a Q next to my name.
Q, all right.
So
wait, is Q
it's the best I got for you right now?
Questionable is better than probable, right?
No.
No. So probable is.
Probable means you're playing.
You're going to play.
Okay.
Questionable, it's like 50-50.
Yeah.
Doubtful, it's like.
Doubtful, that's what I was
saying. Doubtful is like 25.
So it's out, 30. Doubtful, questionable, probable.
It's definitely not an oh, yeah. Let's put it that way.
And we could just queue up the John Madden, David Letterman thing if you had it.
You could.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But.
He breaks it down. Perfect.
This is all I have.
98.5. Sports Hub.
That's all I got.
All right, that's good.
But it should be a fun game, regardless.
Yes. So if Anthony's playing or not, will you be there?
Either way.
All right. I'm trying to work on a chicken. I got to get it this year.
When it gets the truck?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you can't be there, will you be either head linesman or official for flag guarding purposes?
I don't trust him.
Oh, I will be there.
He's dirty.
I will be
He's
there.
A dirty player, and he doesn't like
we
me
can
on
get,
the field.
We can get – well, I don't like you on the field.
Yeah, well, you're not reffing. I don't trust him.
Why?
It's dirty. Dirty hit.
Dirty hits? Dirty hits everywhere?
All right.
But either way, we were talking about this a little while ago. It looks like this could be a game that's going to be like an 8-on-8 matchup with the Blake – led and Gillette led West versus what's gonna find out this week who's gonna lead the East. It's either gonna be Chase or it's gonna be Zach.
Well, would it be would that come down to head to head?
I think
or is it by points?
No, it's by points. Let's look at it right now. We have Chase is actually ahead
Chase
in points.
Is way ahead in points.
So if Chase wins and Zach loses, Chase will be the captain of the East.
And he'll
Chase, I'm gonna try to make you captain, my friend.
Yep.
I'm trying to beat Zach.
He's gonna try to beat Zach, and Chase doesn't really matter who you're playing, you're probably gonna win anyways. You're playing no, that was Pat last week.
No. It's a tough one this
week. Oh wait, he's going against you.
It's a tough one this week.
Oh, the Dwayne Bolas Empire.
Yes. It's all right. It'll be fine.
But yeah, so those are, you know, that's the big thing that's coming up next week. We're going to find out who our sub players will be because we're looking probably like for an 8-on-8 on field. And, you know, maybe there'll be some subs for each team, you know, with the East having a banged up, non-experienced team right now. And I know Bill got all mad at me when I said that, but I'm not trying to be offensive to our team in any way. Just Zach isn't able to play because he doesn't have insurance, and that's the last thing you need when you don't have good insurance.
Right.
And Josh was able to play one game. He's been busy working, and Bill has been...
He's been hurt.
And it's not like an excuse. He played that one game. He played actually the best I think I've ever seen him play.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens on Thursday.
So basically, the people that have been playing every week, it's been you, Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Marco is every other.
Yeah.
So that's half. Two guys that are hurt and one guy's working. That is very inexperienced. When you look at the West, I'm there every week. Anthony's hurt.
Anthony was up until.
Gillette's there every week.
Yep.
Pachi's there every week.
Well, we'll see what happens this week.
Oh, fucking kid. Who else was we?
Kevin's never played in his life.
Kevin played once.
And he played like Billy did in that one game. He played in very impressive
Kevin's played once, so that's a little inexperienced. Then
you
also
got Pat.
Pat has played about half the games.
Yeah.
Brandon.
And then you have Brandon.
And you have Brandon.
And he's got the color.
And we met once. Jimmy Holland, who's played
every week. Every single week, Jimmy's been there. Even when he was deadly sick, we dragged him down there.
I dragged him out of bed. Listen, The West has the experience of playing.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like, when we say that, we don't mean, like, oh, you guys aren't as good. Zach could be 10 times better than half the players. All we're saying is that they just haven't been up to game
right.
speed.
We haven't been up to game
speed. It's like Tom Brady in
the
first couple weeks.
You also, the East might have a slight advantage. Look at the West, the names I said. Myself, John Gillette, Jimmy Holland, Pat Hanlon,
egos.
No.
Oh,
when we playing?
On Thursday. Oh, you're going to be all banged up.
What's traditional?
I know
Wednesday
you guys
are
gonna
before.
Be at down at the what do you call
down
it?
A local pub establishment, drinking a couple adult beverages.
Oh, I'll be bringing some roofies, especially for Anthony.
Nice.
And,
maybe I'll get laid.
Cosmic brownie, maybe.
You never know. We could have a repeat. I'm gonna make sure. That's gonna be my goal.
I'm gonna bring it up.
To the lead dog of that situation. One James Holland. If James Holland's ripping it up, you guys will be ripping it up. Pat will be ripping it up. We'll see him at V's or whatever it is now.
P Hands is gonna be definitely ripping it up.
And Marco are gonna be drinking protein shakes.
Nice.
No, I'll get Marco.
Probably semen.
I'll get Marco to drink. I'll get maybe a first overall pick to be boozing it up.
And who's that?
The big one or the little one?
The big one. Oh, yeah, Big Joe. He'll be boozing it up.
Oh. Big Joe. Palumbo might be coming out.
No, Palumbo is coming up.
Yeah, Palumbo.
That cocksucker is coming
up. Did he come out last year? I think he did.
Drinking his Bud Heavy.
I don't know.
Bud Heavy.
Bud
Heavy.
I know he still owes me $100. I'm never going to see it.
No, he's just devastated right now. You know, we went back and forth texting the other night.
Bad. Yeah, he did the same with me.
Well, that's the big thing that's going on for next Thursday, so get excited for that. It should be, it's always the best game.
Yeah, it is.
There's always.
Rossi, I caught it.
Yeah. That's when it was born. And the time when I've never seen it, looked like Anthony looked at me like as people probably looked at Bill Buckner at the end of that game when I ran two consecutive plays.
That was Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that was the same F.U. Rossi.
That was the same one. Yeah.
It was all the same game. Pachi with his open.
Thanks. You might have forgotten it for a while and you just brought it up again.
Yeah. So. Listen, I am the most unclutch player in the history of big
now games. I see it.
Yeah, there's that look.
There's a look.
And he also has that thing in his hand that looks like those big bullets in Mario 3. So,
did you see them coming out with a new one?
Yeah, Super Mario Wii.
It's
multiplayers, yeah. It looks kind of cool. It'll be fun. We'll play it.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
So
new entertainment center soon.
Really? Is this allegedly or?
No, this is definite. It's coming on Saturday.
Whoa.
So this is something that you actually didn't steal from work, though?
No, I
you actually ordered this?
No, I didn't.
Is this a trade from work?
No, I ordered two things I had to pay, and my work is giving me the big speakers now for free because it was freight damaged, but it was pretty much clean.
Hey, whatever, it still works.
Yeah.
So. All right, so we got that stuff to look forward to. Then we also, and we're 3 weeks left in the regular season, and we're looking at the list here. You've got to look. Teams that need wins this week. We'll get into our matchups after Blake's next flash, but teams that are going to start needing to pick up their game, the silver medalists.
Yep.
He ain't picking up shit. He ain't making playoffs. Doesn't matter.
He's lost two in a row. He's
destined for the toilet bowl.
You got the stat rats, which need
they need some wins and some help.
A lot of help.
And a lot of points.
You're looking at Joe Anthony.
When you look at it, Jimmy doesn't really need a lot of points. He just needs a lot of help
and
wins.
He's got great points.
He's got great points. He has more than who's in?
He still might be. Oh no, he's got more than Kevin.
More than Kevin. Does he have more than
Pat?
He's
got more than Pat. Those are the two.
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, Pat's.
Those who are ahead of him, so everyone's ahead of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, the wins count first, so. Yeah.
No,
gotta win games.
It's wins, points, division.
Yep.
And that.
So, Jim.
So, Jim.
Win some games, man.
He needs to win.
Jimmy needs to win out.
Yeah. Anthony, I think this is the highest he's been seeded since 2 years ago at the
10th
spot.
That's the truth.
He needs some wins, and he's got a tough road ahead of him.
Yep.
You got Pat. He needs some wins. Basically, everyone in the East is in the playoffs right now. Obviously, things will change. But then you only have Pachi and Blake and Gillette from the West. And, you know, these other teams are right on the cusp, though. It's not like not one team is completely out. Like,
right.
Jimmy, it's so in the middle there.
It's going to be a dogfight.
It will be. And it's going to be interesting because this week is really going to plan out everything. So by the time the Thursday Thanksgiving Day game comes around, we're going to know who's basically not going to be in, who's going to have a chance of getting in, and who's definitely in. Because with the win this week, Blake, you're in.
Maybe even a loss, too. Depending on what happens, I could be in. If Marco loses, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'll have that little asterisk next to my name.
Because me and Pachi are playing each other, so
one of you guys is going to lose.
Yep.
Well, unless you guys tie, which is highly unlikely. But if one of you get, well, one of you guys has to lose, and if Marco loses, I'm definitely in.
That's it.
All right.
Actually, I think me and Marco would be both in.
Yeah, I think
because we'd have 7 wins, and I don't think anyone else could get to 7.
No, not out of the bottom 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, nobody in the bottom 4 could get
more than 7.
Nope. Yep.
So if one of those guys loses, I'm basically in.
There we go. Look at this. Look at us breaking it down right there. Hey. All right, let's get to your last flash, then we'll get to our matchups, then we'll see what happens. We'll let faith take its hands. All right, here's Blake.
Now, live from the Hunts Fantasy Football Headquarters high atop the Ivory Tower, here is your Fantasy Flash on the 10s.
All right, Blake, I'm back with a flash. All right, I want to just start off with this. Drew Brees leading all people with the Pro Bowl in voting. He's got over 500,000 blue kids. Peyton Manning, I'll read the top 10. Peyton Manning, AP, and I always got to work this guy. This guy right here, Brett Favre. I always throw him in, yeah. Then Larry Fitz, Cedric Benson, then Tom Brady, Big Ben, Andre Johnson, and Dallas Clark lead off the top 10. Also, this guy, John Chucky Gruden, says he will coach, but not next year. So, damn. Something to fall down. He said it today on a thing after he signed his multi-year extension with ESPN to be Monday Night Football. Westbrook is going to see a specialist for his concussions, hopes to play again this year. Jim Brown has also said that the Browns are looking to get Mike Holmgren. He leaked it today, just now, profootballtalk.com. One more is in the playoffs. Chase locks it up. Like I said, you ruined my thing. Jimmy loses 7 straight. Zach wins 7. Chase could tie it this week if Anthony does win. 1-6. Yeah, they both look pretty strong heading to the playoffs. Yeah, you've been flashed.
There it is.
Yeah, I think, you know, touching upon Mike Holmgren, I think he needs to go in there and play quarterback.
Yeah, seriously.
they just need center a center or something.
Yeah, they need a line. They need some help.
Yeah, remember when Joe Thomas was the next great thing?
Well, he isn't actually playing bad. That's the weird part.
Now, is anyone going to go see Blindside?
I don't think I'll go see it, but I wouldn't mind seeing it on, like, HBO.
Okay. Well, you got to wait a little while.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be like a year.
Okay.
But
does Sandra Bullock take her top off?
I find her sexy.
Yeah, she is. Really, yes, she's a hot woman. You know what's weird? She's one of those actresses, if you notice, watch some of like the earlier flicks, like The Net. She had no boobs. Now all of a sudden, there's boobs.
It's because they're fake.
Well, I don't even think they're fake. I just think it's the way that...
Does she have a kid?
I don't think she has kids.
There is milk in those.
Exactly.
They're loaded up, ready to fire.
Milk in her boobs.
Well, real quick, Jim Brown, to talk on him, he needs to let go of the Browns. I'm a big Browns fan, personally. I was for a while. But he needs to let it go.
Can't.
This was the guy who said Charlie Fry was going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Well, Jim Brown, all he's got is the Browns. He's a racist old black man. And, you know, I mean, hey, those are his glory days. He's probably one of the best football players, if not the best player. So, I mean, for old timers' opinions, especially, they think he's the best running back. So,
I mean, he did what LT should have done. Left on top.
Retired.
Left on
him
top.
And Barry Sanders?
Yep. Hey, Barry Sanders did it. I mean, why not?
You got a point. All right, let's get to our matchups this week, brought to you by Snickers. Hungry, why wait? Be a champion. All right, our first matchup
is... Wait, if I can play man?
There he is.
Should have said we were sponsored by Summer's Eve Douches.
that's just us in general.
I thought we were playing Madden. I just don't understand how you're losing to Madden.
Evil Empire.
Ooh.
I just did a season. I traded for Mike Vick. Right. First game.
Versus Chase.
When I'm 30, she'll be 700.
Versus Chase. Yeah.
All right.
And I dominated.
All right. All right. Enough about me and Madden. If this was a Madden game right here, Blake would win because his team's awesome. But guess what? Dwayne Bowe's dead.
He's not on my starting lineup. You printed this out like.
Sorry. I was trying to be prepared.
So who's in the lineup in place of Dwayne
Bowe? Yeah, who's the star?
It's not a star. It's just Berrien's in. Huh. So is in.
Bernard Berrien.
Bernard Berrien is in. And Jonathan Stewart is in.
Four.
Jamal Charles.
Okay. Jamal Charles had a good game for you.
Yeah, no.
Well, not against Pittsburgh this week.
No, ain't going to happen this week. All right, so you got Chase with Brett Favre versus Seattle.
That's going to be tough.
It could be tough.
It could be tough there. It's home, too. You know, Brett Favre's going to throw about 600 touchdowns. Oh, but don't worry. If he hands off, don't worry. He's only got Adrian Peterson on the other side. And just in case those guys don't score, he's also got Chris Johnson. And if by chance Chris Johnson sucks, he's also got Pierre Thomas and Randy Moss. I don't see there's any problem here. Blake's definitely taking this one.
And just in case all those people don't score, Peyton Manning throws to Dallas Clark 15 to 20 times a game, and that's bullshit.
Chase could actually bench three plays, and I still think he might win.
I don't think if he benches three, he'll win.
I like it.
What about if he benches two?
All right, so you got the Evil Empire, though. You got Philip Rivers at Denver, and Denver's slowly slipping.
They're struggling.
Yeah, struggling.
I actually truly, honestly voted for the Evil Empire, and I think they are going to win this week. I just have a funny – I have a feeling in my tushy.
Hey, I like that. I haven't voted yet, so there might only be one vote.
There's three votes.
There's three votes. Wow.
I haven't voted yet.
And I bet someone has two. I'm guessing, and it's not me. I'm voting for myself, by the way, if you haven't guessed.
I've said for weeks, Brandon Jacobs, this is his week. This is his week. This isn't his week. I don't fail him against Atlanta.
You don't fail him against Atlanta, but you know what? It's going to go off. It's going to happen. Atlanta doesn't have that good of a run.
No, they suck in general. They're a terrible team. I'm putting them in that not
I think Philip Rivers is going to light up Denver, though.
I don't think they're a terrible
Come on.
Team. Oh, no.
Denver sucks.
No, not to talk about Denver.
They all suck.
They're not terrible, but they're just not good.
They're on the verge of being terrible because they have too much talent to play that bad. You lose. Where did Carolina come from? Carolina should not even be in the NFL the way they were playing earlier this year. Jake Delhomme should not be a starting quarterback.
They figured out what they need to do. Turn it around and hand it to their two stud running backs.
Yeah, who are both pretty healthy, even though they're both injured. It's weird.
Yeah.
So you got Ray Rice against Indy. I don't care who Ray Rice is playing. Ray Rice could be playing against a 15-man defense. He's still going to get
that's going to be a bi- That's going to be a big game.
Yeah,
I think Baltimore is going to amp up and try to knock Indy down.
I like it. I'm looking at it. I think Denver's going to step up and not shut Philip Rivers down because nobody can. But I don't think he's going to go off. Brandon Marshall.
They're going to piss him off.
Well, it all depends on who's signing. My man Chris Sims, I love him. He's the gutsiest player in the history of the NFL.
Why? Because John Gruden and his father shot him in the spleen?
Phil Sims.
The votes are 2-2. I'm going with Chase in this one.
All right.
Well, that's
I'm voting for myself.
Okay.
I'm voting for myself, so. All right. Doesn't matter. I'm winning.
Next matchup.
Hockey time.
Man, I have a feeling that Jimmy's going to be talking later. This week.
We need Jimmy to come out because this is the
this
matchup.
This game should have been on Rivalry week. Rivalry week.
He didn't want it to be his rival.
Oh, no. Didn't he say he wanted Chase to be his rival?
No, Chase wanted Jimmy. Everybody wants a piece of Jimmy. He's a piece of garbage.
Well, I got two shots at him. Jimmy, how'd you do? Oh, that's right.
There's his theme.
Nothing.
So we got the Stat-Razz versus Willie's Wheeler and what could be a preview of the Toilet Bowl. So with a game that they need to win. I'm just saying.
Jimmy and Billy, like, on the dot.
Billy's basically in the playoffs as of right now, isn't he?
Yep. All the East is in the playoffs right now. Yeah. I'm just saying, could be. I said could be.
98 projected on the dot with all those fractional points.
And 100.1.
Yeah, 100.1.
Ooh, that's eerie.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
It's like Friday the 13th. So,
Pot 7.
Right now you got, was that Brooklyn? Right now, Billy is the current Toilet Bowl champion, by the way. But needless to say, Jimmy's got a team that looks like it could score a lot of points one week. It looks like you could put up a goose egg. I don't even think Julius Jones is a running back on that team right now.
No, I don't.
It's Forsett.
Yeah, did he even play? I never saw him in the game.
No, he broke. I didn't say it, but he broke a rib.
Oh.
So he's out.
But I like Steven Jackson.
Steven Jackson versus anybody, it doesn't matter.
Sure, I mean, Steven Jackson's going to get his because he's that good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Arizona's run defense has fallen off the earth.
Yeah, what happened to them?
I mean,
going into week, what, 8, they were number one, and then after that, it's just spiraling down.
I hate to see Steven Jackson wasting away on St. Louis. Imagine if he was on a contending team, he'd probably be tearing it up.
Yeah, I hate to see him on Jimmy's team, too, wasting away. So then you also got Vasante Shanko in a game where you got to love his matchup. Seattle can't cover tight ends. They just can't do it.
No.
Yeah, no, especially with their depleted linebacker and core. So. Mm-hmm.
And Vasante Shanko will get his two receptions. He'll get a 4-yard touchdown and a 65-yard pass.
So. And then I don't know if I like his defense or not against San Diego this week, but then he's got LaDainian Thompson too, so that equals out. That's bad managerial status right there. Then you go over to Willie's Whalers.
Oof. And here we are.
Oof.
Yeah.
Take a look at me now.
Steve Slayton, is he playing? Is he going to get carries?
He's going to be playing, but I don't know.
Is Ryan Motes making the start?
I don't know.
Does anybody want him? You got.
Well, Larry Fitz is going against St. Louis. I mean, you have to.
Unless somehow St. Louis decides to pull the defense they had last week,
I mean,
shutting down Drew Brees.
Big game, the Denver-San Diego game, because Billy actually has San Diego's D.
Mm-hmm.
So that game is going to be big.
You got a kicker and a running back.
Darren Sproles.
Both
Zayden
running backs,
Thomas.
Yeah. So that's going to be a huge game. So 4-15 is going to decide this one. I don't care what happens in the early games. I don't care if Drew Brees scores 700 touchdown and Tony Romo continues to blow it.
And the earth blows up. And
Roy Williams hits his face mask again for his clear touchdown.
Mashed potatoes.
Exactly. Who's winning this crap game?
I voted for the upset, and I voted for the Stat Rats.
It plays out that he could upset him. I'm going to vote.
The upset?
The upset.
I'll agree, baby. Everybody drink. There it is.
Everybody agree.
Just for you, Jimmy.
Jimmy, I'm drinking for you.
There it is. 3-1 in the votes currently.
How are you?
Next matchup.
Which way? I can't see.
What? Jimmy.
Oh, wow.
3-1. Look at this. Uh-oh. Zach right now smelling the playoffs.
Smelling like teen spirit.
Sitting down, just drinking, knowing he's in the playoffs, knowing his crap don't stink. Versus the man whose crap stinks bad.
Pretty damn bad.
But his team is starting to warm up.
Oh, like the crap. It's a dog fight.
It really is. This one. Yeah. Oh, listen. Yeah, it's gonna stop, Joe. All right, let's get to the matchup. Zach and his team is just Zach's team is the Palumbo of the league.
They get it done, but you don't know how.
Yeah, it's just not that good. But yet those running backs, my God.
Yeah, look at his strength of schedule on the record. Page.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Michael Turner went down.
Look at it though.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Let me check it out. You guys start.
He has the easiest strength of schedule in the league.
Who has the toughest?
And I have the toughest.
You have the toughest.
I looked last week and it said the average opponent playing Zach scores around 97 points per game. The average person playing me scores about 125, I think, which is a big difference if you think about it. And I actually looked up. Zach was 8-1 at the time.
Yeah, Kevin's now the hardest.
Okay. But probably because he played, what did he play? Did he play Chase? Anyway.
Well, no, he only
I actually, as 10. Of last week, I did look at my schedule, and if I had Zach's strength of schedule, I would be 8-1 too, believe it or not.
Wow. Yeah.
But.
On average, the Evil Empire with the smallest margin of defeat.
Margin of defeat.
Nobody ever said luck didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah. No,
but Zach's team is very good, and we've been saying that since the beginning.
Yeah. And it's weird. You think, okay, Michael Turner could be down and out for a couple weeks, they're saying. But he's got Reggie Bush.
He threw Reggie in there.
He had six carries at 83 yards and two touchdowns.
Seriously. Don't forget, it was against St. Louis.
And he gets all those receptions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a dangerous back.
And the punt returns.
He still has Thomas Jones, who's a big-time threat. He's got Frank Gore.
Frank Gore always breaks off a big run.
His receivers don't even matter, but he's got Sidney Rice, who's become like Jerry Rice.
200 yards last week.
Player of the week. NFL player of the week.
It's unreal.
I don't know how he didn't get in the fucking end zone either.
Philadelphia's defense, finally, Zach smartening up, not playing that piece of garbage, Jay Cutler, but probably will go off for 6 touchdowns this week.
Oh, yeah.
Going on with McNabb against Chicago. Could be a good play.
It's a good matchup.
Yeah.
Zach's team, once again, looking good. No Cribs, though.
Cribs is out.
I don't know who he's got Cribs to put in there, but I think he's got a good receiver to put in Cribs' spot, though, if I remember correctly.
I don't know off the top of my head, but...
Don't matter.
I forget.
So then you got Anthony, with Kurt Warner against St. Louis, obviously the wild card is he also has Anquan Boldin, Zach.
Right.
Then you got TJ Houshmandzadeh, who against Minnesota.
It's a tough matchup, but you've
been able to pass on him a little bit. Hey, listen, Stafford did it. Anybody can do it. Vincent Jackson, who you got to love every week. Percy Harvin, who you got to love every week. Then you got Maurice Jones-Drew against Buffalo, the worst rush defense in the league.
I'm liking that right there.
Ryan Grant against San Francisco, which can be iffy. As long as they throw him the ball, he'll get a lot of odds.
We don't know.
John Carlson.
He's one of those sneak guys that could probably get a touchdown.
Hey, there was nobody else.
And then
right?
The ultimate sneak guy, Lawrence Maroney. Is he going to perform? Is he going to fumble on the goddamn goal line?
Is he going to start for me? We don't know.
Yeah.
I got Liddell Betts, too.
Oh, Liddell.
Liddell put up 19 points last week. That might be worthy of a start this week. We don't know.
Yeah. Did you start him last week?
I did not start him. I picked him up because Josh had Portis, and I just didn't want him to pick up Betts. Good thing, too. I mean, not like it would have mattered because I killed him. But
the wild card of it, Cincinnati's defense against, I don't care, Bruce Gradkowski is starting this week. It's time to let Jamarcus go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's just terrible.
He's just bad. So I'm going to say that's the difference maker in this game, and I'm going with the upset. I'm picking Anthony.
Thank God. Somebody has to. I voted for Zach.
You voted for Zach?
No, I voted for me.
I think this actually might be the still all-agree show.
Look at it.
I mean, Kurt Warner. Chicago can play good defense. Yeah. That's really tough. But MJD. He's going to fall down on the 1 yard line, but he might actually roll into the end zone this time.
Thank God. That pissed me off, but hey.
I mean, the running back matchups, I think it's even this week because of Franco is out.
Yep.
So.
You mean Michael Turner's out?
Oh, Michael Turner, sorry. Mike Turner's out. So.
Michael Turner's clearly his
number
most
one.
Dangerous weapon, I believe.
Jesus.
What on earth was that? Next matchup,
Crickets.
Please.
All right, but I am voting for your stop, Joe.
All right, there we go. Next matchup. This music still, to this day, is the downfall of this kid. He is a loser, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Big game coming up.
This is the game. This could be the game of the week.
I think it has to be.
Versus the most Jewish man I've ever seen. Next to Mike Shea. You got the Hebrew Hammers versus silver medalists in a game you can't lose.
But somebody has to.
Both teams can't. The next couple matchups. No, well, is it, how many more we got left? Three?
Two, three games. Three games.
These guys, no one can lose this week. Out of all these three matchups, no one can lose.
Nope. And this one is very important for the silver medalists. They lose, they're going to be sitting with Jimmy Holland. And you got Carson Palmer going against Oakland. You got to like it.
Love it. Not even like it. You got
to
love it.
You got to eat it up. Roddy White versus the Giants, who have just. What happened to the Giants?
They're also coming off a bye.
They are, but I still like Roddy White's matchup regardless of the game. Marcus Colson against Tampa Bay, love it. Ocho Cinco against Oakland, love it.
Oh. You don't love it? Why? Is it has mostly anything to do with Asamuga?
Namdi Asamoa.
Asamuga.
That's
booga.
Why I don't like it.
Jigaboo.
I mean, I think Carson Palmer is going to have a pretty good game.
Just throwing it on the other side.
But
right?
He's going to be all other side. It's going to be
all Andre
Caldwell. It's going to be Coles. It's going to be the tight end. It's going to be the fullback.
The tight end.
Gonna be Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, Boomer Esiason. It's gonna be.
It's gonna
Jeff
be
Blake.
Chris Collinsworth. Yeah. He's back. Yeah. Iggy Shuffle's gonna be in there. They're gonna run the ball. They're gonna do everything. I still like Ocho Cinco a little bit in this one, personally. Then you got Marion Bobby. Got a little banged up last week.
Yeah.
I don't like
and him. Washington's run defense.
They're gonna eat him up. That big fat bastard in the middle.
Yeah,
Marshawn Lynch.
Hurt.
Bust. Just move on.
Oh yeah. Tell you what I don't like though, and that's Baltimore's defense.
You know what? No, I'll tell you what I don't like.
Indy's gonna put up points.
You know what I'll tell you? I don't
The Patriots got smoked by him.
Kevin's playing Marion Barber and Felix Jones.
What?
That's got to be just for now.
That is a.
I don't know if that's a for now. I think that's a, hey, my lineup's set. I'm an idiot.
Dallas scored zero last week.
No, I got.
Did they? No, they did at the end. Oh,
a garbage touchdown.
Garbage time.
From a garbage player. And I mean, Tony Romo and Roy Williams. They are both garbage.
And then on the other side of this one.
Looking like Josh has some good matchups.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger at Kansas City, and he's pissed.
And he's pissed.
Yeah, after that loss,
because he fell off his bike.
Miles Austin against Washington, and he's pissed.
Because he didn't do jack shit last week.
Nope, Steve Smith could be out.
But he's could be.
Yeah. It's coming off a good
week,
though.
But he's coming off a short week, too. He got hurt, and he left that game. Then you got Santonio
Holmes. Saying he's rested.
At Kansas City. Well, rested if you mean your back's hurt. Santonio Holmes, angry. Timmy Hightower, if he ain't angry because he's losing carries, Beanie Wells is taking over that backfield. He's angry. Kevin Falk, angry. Had the first down. Heath Miller.
Ball.
Angry. D'Angelo Williams, just an animal.
Happy.
It's just D'Angelo Williams.
Nick Folk.
We don't know.
Yeah. He could be pissed. He could be happy. He's getting paid to kick balls.
Why are you playing the defense?
Yeah, that's
you know what?
Kevin.
And what exactly does Jack...
You know what? I'm going to say it. He's going to win because I've waged a war this year against Kevin.
Exactly. He's what does Josh's smack talk mean?
I think that was...
Jack Bandit.
That was when he beat Pat by...
what is Jack Bandit?
When he won that touch. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going with Kevin on this one. I like his matchups.
I'm going to vote Kevin because I don't understand what Jack Bandit means.
I'm going to go I'm gonna go with the Jew.
Oh, you're going to have to do it sooner or later because he's got no votes. Next matchup.
Am I interested in Roddy White?
Oh, business just picked up.
Business, boys. Business.
Someone call in.
Somebody's panicking when it comes to making the playoffs.
Yeah. We got the Amsterdam Hoppers versus Billy and the Jills. We're going to have a live performance on the banquet.
The battle of the potential starting East running back, tight end, blocker. We don't know. What are they going to play?
I don't know. You guys
slot receiver?
Hey, I guarantee these two are going to be matched up.
X-Factors?
No, they're going to be matched up.
During the game?
During the game.
Well, how are they going to be matched up?
They're on different divisions.
Pat's on our team.
Yeah, I know. Marcus on my team.
I totally forgot.
They're going to be matched up during that game.
I thought Pat was in the East.
Anthony's drunk. That's
Pat,
okay.
Get in the East, all right? We don't want you. We want Brandon.
There you go. So you got
Lauren.
Peyton Manning at Baltimore. Don't love it. You got Deshaun Jackson at Chicago. Yeah. Reggie Wayne at Baltimore. Nah, still don't love it. Jacoby Jones?
Sneaky. Really?
Joe Adai at Baltimore. Don't love it. Ricky Williams of Carolina.
Gotta like it. Gotta like it.
Because
Ronnie
he
Brown's
is
out. He's the guy.
The guy.
Ranger. Who's going to be running the Ranger? Ted Ginn? He's getting his chance?
It's going to be
maybe,
Pat White.
Maybe
no.
Greg Camarillo.
It's going to be him. Ricky Williams, in some games, has won the Ranger.
I love the commercial. Have you seen the commercial of the Epic? Here, kitty, kitty.
I have.
That's the gayest commercial I've ever seen. It's like the Wildcats.
But you remember
Carolina.
It, though.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
1-800 Cosmic Kids. You got Lavernius Coles in the starting lineup, ladies and gentlemen. Lavernius Coles still.
Told you. Might have it this week.
This is his week. He's still a quality receiver in the NFL.
Yep.
What's he got now?
Yeah.
What do we got? What's he saying?
Uh oh.
What?
What's the trade off?
Private talk. Let's go. Air it out. Come on.
What do you got?
Let the cat out of the bag.
Jacobs
let's go.
Jacobs or Rice for either White or Colston.
All right. Let's hang up.
All right. So then you got
Pittsburgh defense facing off against KC. I think this is good for.
Matt Castle can't move.
And
he's the slowest quarterback.
No Dwayne Beasley because he was on drugs.
Yeah. And then look over the other side there.
Well, before I even touch up on Pat, I pay attention to the smack talk. Marco, this is my year. I mean, okay.
No, it's not.
Whoa.
If
okay.
this was your year, you would have won last week.
Man, come up with something a little more creative, douche.
Just don't write anything.
Okay? Or go gel your hair and go to Sammy's patio, you cocksucker piece of shit. All right. Pat. Oakland defense, Pat? Are you on crack cocaine?
I think that was last week.
No, well, that was last
it's
week.
It's empty right now. As
oh, it's empty. Well, at least Lauren's smart. She emptied it.
You got Damian Amendolar is going to be in there.
Damian Amendolar?
Yeah, that piece of garbage.
Well, hey, so Beanie Wells has been stealing carries. He's been getting the majority of the carries lately, and he's going against St. Louis, so you can't say that that's going to change. You think he's going to get it again?
I think he's going to have all the opportunity.
Yeah.
So you got to like that matchup.
Aaron Rodgers, San Francisco. I like that, too. No Nick Clemens. I like it. And Aaron Rodgers is probably the best fantasy quarterback. I know, like, Brady's been great. Manning's been great. Breed's been great. But this guy, even when his team sucks and they score, like, 14 points, he still ends up
with 30.
He gets
it done.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
What about G-Reg, ninth floor? Ninth floor crew.
I like him.
I mean, he's like
he's the go-to guy.
He's basically the guy that Jay Cutler has to throw to.
Well, you got to look at the same thing when it was Jay Cutler was in Denver. Who was the guy there?
Shuffler.
Yeah, exactly. He loves this tight ends.
I'm just never going to get a grip on the third receiver. Danny Amendola?
This guy's an animal, though.
But okay, I know.
Because he returns.
But Danny Amendola? Like, who is he? Like, I mean, one day we're going to see his face.
I like, you know what's weird? The producer of the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, that's his cousin. His cousin-in-law.
So can you hook us up with some Amendola jerseys?
He has one. It's
oh,
weird.
My God.
Yep, number 16. That, no Rams. And it's a throwback.
That had to have been specially made.
I hope so. So then I like his receivers this week. You got Calvin Johnson at Cleveland. You got Donald Driver at San Fran. You got Amendola going to go against Arizona. Like it. Then I do not like his running backs. I see where Beanie Wells. That's all right. You got Brian. I'm probably dead somewhere. Westbrook. And Sedge, my leg. What happened to it?
Westbrook is out.
Westbrook is definitely out.
And Cedric Benson,
he's questionable? He's questionable right now. It's going to see how it later in the week.
And it sounds like that he's going to be out. I think.
Brian Leonard. Getting some carries.
Brian Leonard.
Bernard Scott.
Bernard Scott.
Then the newly acquired.
Grandmama.
Well, we'll see if he gets some carries. Who do you like in this one?
I'm going to go with an upset here. I'm going to pee hands.
I am not going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with the man whose year it is, Marco.
I'm going with the upset as well. I'm going with Pat in this one. I think Marco has some tough
stick together.
I need Marco to win, but that's probably why you won't win.
I want Pat to lose, technically, if I lose. But anyways, who cares? Last matchup. Theme of the year. I can't say how the shape is. First, the worst trader in the history of Friends. Not only did he trade a bad with Chase, I don't even know who the other running back that he got in that trade was, but he's also a traitor because he says he's not playing football with us to go play with a bunch of pieces of crap who kicked our ass last week, literally and figuratively. Just because he said...
We lost by a touchdown.
I know, but we got our butts. Like, it hurt. Like, did you go home feeling good about your life?
My life, yeah. My thumb, no.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah, well, we beat him in flag football on the Hockey Town field.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
I don't know.
Not
we'll
the
just
same
say
people.
Yes.
No, not the same people.
Doesn't matter. The sheriff's department. Yeah. All right, this one is a big one. 5-5 versus 5-5.
Can't lose.
You don't want to lose. I don't know if it's not a can't lose, but you don't want to lose this one. Because if you lose, you get into that pack with all the rats, skinny sneaks like Anthony.
You don't want to be down here with the shitheads like us.
So we got for
what
my
about
team.
This? Oh, I thought, never mind. I thought you were trying to let me in there.
Oh, go ahead.
No. Let me in
your
with
team
that.
Sucks, too.
Yeah.
All right, so you got Tom Brady against the Jets. If there is ever a week that he is going to be pissed.
He's going to be pissed.
He's going to throw to Belichick.
He's going to throw 500 yards.
Belichick's going to suit up and run nines.
Yeah. You got Greg Jennings against San Francisco. That's pretty good. Welker. Same matchup. Yep. Robert Meacham.
He's a fucking sneaky fucking piece of shit.
I know. I got a very disturbing text. Let me read a text message that I received from one James Holland.
Yeah, I think it was something derogatory. I'm pretty sure it's what he at least said.
Okay, here we go. James Holland, F you, you effing F. You sneaky F bitch.
Well, is he right F or fuck?
No, he wrote the word. I'm just not in the mood. I once again hate you. And I didn't know what happened, but then I saw Robert Meacham. Protection! All right, so he was not happy about that. Robert Meacham might start. I don't know. I might go with the counterplay of Kevin Walter. That's going to be a game-time decision on Sunday. So you got no Sean Marino against San Diego. Kevin Smith is just, what happened to that guy? He plays so good in the first quarter, then he doesn't play anymore. Tony Gonzalez against the G-men.
He's done well for you.
I think he's going to do good.
I think he's all right. Matt Forte, just throw him the ball.
20 rushing yards, 120 reception yards. Let's go.
John Carney.
You got to get the points anyway. You can't,
Yeah. And New England against the Jets.
I think the D's going to do well this week.
I think this is the week, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Matt
this week.
Schaub against Tennessee.
That is going to be.
That's questionable. I don't know.
Well, then if you're going uncomfortable, you just go to the superstar receiver that he has.
That game's going to make me highly uncomfortable. It's going to be bad. Then you got LeSean McCoy. Who's
not to mention it's on Monday.
Yeah. It's going to be bad. It'll be a sweaty Monday night.
LeSean McCoy.
If I'm even in the game. LeSean McCoy. That's another tough one against Chicago. Mendenhall against Kansas City. Oh, Christ.
Pachi's got a person going in every hour slot this week.
He's got the Thursday night game. Yeah. He's got the Sunday night. He's got a Monday night. He's got a 4. He's got a 1. He's got a 6:30.
He's changing it up. He's the question mark.
He is. He's a piece of garbage.
He's got 6:30.
All right, I don't know what's happening in this one. I don't really feel too good. I'm not super confident.
I'll tell you who I voted for. One of you guys, I don't know.
All right.
It's definitely one of you two, though.
Blake, who's winning it?
Oh, jeez, I don't know. I don't want Pache to win.
I think
I
voted Rossiaholics to win. That's what I think I did.
I don't know. That I have a feeling that Matt Schaub is going to tear up Tennessee, and that's the way your season's going to go, and Pache's going to win.
All right, great, thanks. All right, so that's our podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Sunday morning football. This is the last training session before the big game, before the one that this is what everybody's been waiting for.
Get out there, you pussies.
This is what Anthony's going to take his cortisone shot for. He's going to amputate his foot to play in this game.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin's going to be making an appearance. Think about that.
Yeah, is Kevin making an appearance this week?
We'll see.
I doubt it. He had a test last week. He's confident. He better have done it, but I think he's going to fail in that trading test with you.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. All right, but thank you guys for listening. Vote for the games. I want to see a game where we actually get 13 votes.
Ain't going to happen.
Won't happen. We only do that like in the
beginning when people care.
Yeah.
Jimmy's gone. All right. We'll catch you on Rise. Somebody say something offensive to lead us out.
Fucking blow me.